Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show, the classic rock station, 102.5 KZOK.
Well, while most students don't have the grades or money to study abroad, when the experts...
You realize I have to make some stupid joke here, right?
Okay, go ahead.
Study abroad? Why is she running away? How am I going to study her?
So, most kids, survey says, dream of studying abroad, meaning somewhere that's not their regular university, right? Or, you know, they dream of being
doesn't
able...
Doesn't the expression dreaming abroad, doesn't it mean in some other country?
Typically, it means in another country, yes. So you think about your 18-year-old self. Think about way back when, like, where would your 18-year-old self have chosen to live and study? Like, the first thing I think of is the mall. Man, I love the mall.
Wow, that is a great answer, young lady. That's a great answer.
But honestly, like, where would your 18-year-old self have chosen to live and study, Danny?
Let's see. I'd have gone with Italy just because, I don't know that I would live in Italy at any other time, but I wouldn't mind learning the, Bonaducci, Danny Bonaducci. Yeah. I couldn't be more Italian, so probably maybe Italy.
Yeah, and that sounds pretty normal. I think a lot of times when you are honest with yourself and reflect to what your passion was at 18, it certainly isn't the same now. Like, honestly,
no, I was a drug addict at 18. I didn't want to go anywhere to study.
Maybe your live and study plan would have been at the drug mill.
No, you don't study a lot. And whatever it is with my drugs, you were just doing it a lot faster.
Where would you have chosen your 18-year-old self? What would you have done? Where would you choose to live and study? We want to hear what you think.
So if you could say the mall, can I say the bunny ranch?
Yes.
Oh, I'm not going to because that's gross.
Mindy is calling from Elma this morning. Where would your 18-year-old self have chosen to live and study?
Hey, Mindy.
Hey, Danny. Hey, I would have chose to study probably up in Tillicum or Fort Lewis. That's where I was abroad at during those days.
You were abroad back then?
Good times.
Good for you, Mindy. Fun. And let's talk to David in Puyallup.
Hey, David.
Hi, Danny. How are you? Hi,
Sarah. Very well. Thank you for asking. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Wow. Mrs. Doubtfire.
Hello.
Perfect. One of your many skills. All right. What do you got? Come on.
Well, actually, I had gone to college in Denver for a couple of years. And when I was 22, I transferred to the University of the Americas, a small accredited university in Mexico City. And I spent a little over 2 years in Mexico City. The school has since transferred out of the city, but I ended up getting my degree from an accredited university in Mexico City.
That's so cool.
So that's where
that's very cool.
Years,
why do you keep saying years. Accredited? Did somebody take you to task on
well,
that?
Because it's not, well, because it was, there are some, I guess, schools that weren't accredited. My credits were transferred to a university in the United States so that I could go to graduate school. You had to be
cool.
I guess it had to be accredited.
David, are you fluent?
Pardon?
Hablas español?
No, I was a lot better when I was drinking.
Me too. Yo también. If it wasn't an accredited university, that makes it a lot more difficult to go to grad school or to get your transferring credits back and forth. That's a big deal because, if you go to a doctor and the doctor's from an unaccredited university, that's not really
right,
one you want to go to.
Yeah, totally, totally true. My whole family has college degrees and I'm bummed about being the only one who does not. And I keep on thinking, I'm going to buy a diploma. How are you going to tell? There's people making that. Oh, I would know. So I'm not. Plus, they'd know, too. They'd make phone calls. Danny's lying again.
Hey, it's Doris in Chicago.
Hey, Doris in Chicago. What's up, Love Pumpkin?
Love Pumpkin! Woohoo! I'm a Love Pumpkin! I can make it through the weekend!
including my children, you're my only Love Pumpkin.
Thank you, Danny.
You're welcome. So what do you got for us?
When I was 18, my 18-year-old self would have made my happy brown butt all the way to L.A., and I would have found Danny Bonaducci and made him drag me to comedy clubs where I would have studied the art of stand-up comedian at some of the best L.A. comedy clubs. Now, I was underage at 18, but I would have gotten in. I don't care. I can do it.
I've driven all the way to Chicago to pick you up and drive us back so you could be in L.A. because I miss you all the time, Doris.
Great answer.
Great answer.
And Trucker Doug in Tacoma, what would you have done? 18-year-old self, where would you choose to live and study?
Good morning, guys. Happy Friday. It's been a couple of months since I've talked to you. I had a couple of life events happen. But, Danny, this is my rally. Even though it's not overseas, I always wanted to be an actor and study at Juilliard.
Wow.
Wow, you're a very serious actor. I barely studied my lines.
And Farmer Ted, what would you say, buddy?
Morning, guys. How you doing today?
Morning. We're all great. Thank you for asking. What do you got for us?
I would follow Danny to Rome, but I was into architecture back then, and I can't think of a better place to study architecture.
You're right so about true. That, mister. Yeah. The Colosseum, the Pentathlon, or whatever that thing's called. Oh, I feel stupid. But yeah, you're right. That would be a great place to study architecture.
Man, and like if you were religious, too, it would be a good place to study religion, to study Catholicism.
I'm trying to be religious, but I can't do it.
KZOK FM HD1 Seattle and iHeartRadio station. Download the free iHeartRadio app for all your music, radio, and podcasts. The classic rock station, 102.5 KZOK.
Well, would you like to win tickets to see Elton John's final tour October 17th at the Tacoma Dome? Of course you would. And we've got your chance to play a super fun game called Farewell Yellow Brick Road and win those tickets at 8:14. First, we got to tell you about the founder of an extremely successful outdoor brand who is putting his money where his mouth is and donating his entire company to help the world. What is it that he has planned? Well, Danny Bonaducci and I will tell you next on 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show, the classic rock station, 102.5 KZOK.
So the guy who created the clothing retailer Patagonia is making news.
Yeah.
So this guy started Patagonia because he liked being outside, wanted to create gear that you could wear outdoors to do your activities. It has turned into an extremely successful company, and the founder of Patagonia says he has put his entire company, $3 billion worth of the company Patagonia, into the hands of a trust and nonprofit to tackle climate change.
Wow, that's amazing.
So profits from the company, about $100 million per year, are going to be used to combat the environment and issues with our environment.
Well, that was very nice. They had, God, a few years ago, maybe it's on again, I don't know, some really funny commercials starring his mother.
Oh.
She would have people get dressed in that kind of uniform and then spray them with a hose and see how they were later. Yeah, very cute stuff.
Yeah, well, he said he's giving away his fortune to save the planet.
That's what you should do, man. Like, I don't mind that rock stars, Russell Wilson's guy got a $245 million deal. And I don't mind. If you can get it, you should get it and go after it. But you should spend it in the right place when you're done. When you retire or when you die, you should give some of that away.
Well, yeah, and most don't, so it's nice to see him.
Hand it down to the kids, and the kids are stupid, by the way.
A man is behind bars after leading police on a six-mile chase. They confronted him when he pulled out a machete after being confronted for sleeping outdoors. He then got into a vehicle and led police on a slow speed chase.
I love those.
I mean, I don't know. I don't have the speeds, but a 20-minute standoff, and they took him and his machete into custody.
Standoff?
Yeah.
It's totally one. Boy, he's lucky he's not dead, though.
No kidding.
You know, cops don't mind shooting you. You got a 3-foot knife or whatever machete is. I'd shoot you. That's an amazing story, and I'm sorry that, well, I'm not sorry that guy didn't die, but I'm sorry he's an ass.
Well, sometimes you see roadside produce stands.
Sure. I go to one. Got the banana something.
So, like, you'll see somebody on the side of the road, and it's a small little stand, and they're selling melons or cherries or potatoes or in this.
Don't leave grapes out.
In this story, it's corn.
Okay. Corn. I love corn.
I really like corn.
What do you like about corn?
It has the juice. Police were called to a corn stand because two kids held it up.
What do you mean?
Like, give me all your money or we're going to take all your corn.
I love the way this show's going already.
So they used a firearm. Two kids, like, how much money do you think a corn stand has?
Yeah, but they're stupid enough to be children and have a gun, so they're not brain surgeons.
It has the juice. It doesn't have all the money you need and hold it up. So they went and found them, and now these kids are going to be facing charges for holding up a corn stand.
And with a gun, adds a whole lot of drama.
What state was this in? Like Kansas?
Yeah. You know, California.
Ooh. Really?
Odd.
I'm shocked. I thought Waldo was onto something.
A woman walked into a North Dakota bar carrying a raccoon.
It does sound like the setup to a joke.
So the bartender serving drinks when she sees somebody from the town. It's a tiny little town in North Dakota. About 500 people live there. She walks into the bar with her raccoon, and she's like, hey, meet my new friend. It's my raccoon. The lady's like, you gotta get out of here. Cops now say they want to talk with everybody who is there just in case they have rabies.
But did it bite anybody?
Did not bite anybody.
So what do we care if it had rabies?
Because what if it touched it? What if you touched it? A scratch could give you rabies.
A scratch? My poor wife. She reached down for the cat this morning and it scratched her. Uh-huh. Pretty good scratch too. But I go in the bathroom and brush my teeth and come out. She's crying. She looks at the cat and she says, you hurt my feelings, which I understand, but it seems to be a big reaction.
Aww.
Yeah, she's very upset.
Ferrari is revealing its first ever four-door sports car.
Oh, is that right?
Four-door Ferrari. How weird.
That is very weird.
It's called the Puro Sangue.
Okay.
Puro Sangue. It's called something I don't know how to pronounce and that I will never be able to afford.
All right.
Starting price tag for the Ferrari, Danny?
Yeah.
$400,000.
Oh, I would have guessed less than that, and I usually overdo it for a Ferrari. $400,000 for a four-door.
Yes.
That's stupid.
Catch up anytime with the Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
Ah, the time has come, my friends. Time for one last round of the game Farewell Yellow Brick Road. We are giving you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Elton John's final tour, October 17th at the Tacoma Dome. You got to play the game if you want to win the tickets, which means call right now, 800-252-1025. Call right now to play and win from 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show, the classic rock station, 102.5 KZOK.
102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station. Man, we are playing a super fun game. Farewell, Yellow Brick Road. In fact, we've been playing this game all week, and it has completely swept our filthy nation. But one last round for you to win a pair of tickets to see Elton John's final tour October 17th at the Tacoma Dome. To win the tickets, you will have to correctly name the Wizard of Oz character we are saying farewell to in Danny's Clue. Our contestant will be Jolene in Oak Harbor. Good morning, Jolene.
It's Julie. Oh, good morning.
Well, hello, Julie. Totally different. I thought Dolly Parton sang about you. All right. So, Julie, are you ready to play?
Yes, I am.
All right. Here we go. This hairball is perhaps the coolest cat that Dorothy meets in the entire story. And in some places, he'd already be called the king. But he needs to deal with his social anxiety if he's going to attract a lioness. Who are we saying farewell to on the Yellow Brick Road?
The Cowardly Lion?
That is correct, Julie. Congratulations.
Girl, thank you.
You are welcome. Girl, you are going to see Elton John's final tour, October 17th at the Tacoma Dome. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com, and congratulations to you. Well, coming up next, it's Danny Bonaducci life coach Stefan in Tacoma needs some romantic help from Danny. He's having a tough time getting some intimacy from his wife. Would like Danny Bonaducci to give him some advice on how to rekindle things. So Danny will take his call next on 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show, the classic rock station, 102.5 KZOK.
Danny Bonaducci, life coach. Danny Bonaducci is in for life coach. He's here to help you out. Just one question at a time. If you got a question, he will be here for you. You can always email lifecoach@kzok.com. We're going to put you on now with Stefan in Tacoma.
Hello, Stefan. How are you?
I'm good, man. I've heard you touch on this before, man, but I was hoping to get more info on it. I'm also having trouble getting some bedroom time with my wife. Mm-hmm. And was hoping that maybe you had some ideas or romantic gestures that any way that I could reignite the flame.
Okay, I have nothing but stupid romantic ideas. That's how I live. That's how, you know, and I'm serious. People can buy their wives a dozen roses. When Amy and I were first a-courtin', I put out 100 single roses. 100. She had some friends in from Norway or wherever they make Vaz water, and they were out, and I bought a half a case of Vaz water, and I set it up against her door in the middle of the night so they immediately think I'm a lunatic. but I'm romantic. What do you have in mind for rekindling the romance?
Just anything that, you know, just might get her into the mood, because she's kind of an introvert and all that kind of stuff. And what we do is wonderful when we do it, but it's kind of monotonous and it's kind of the same thing every time. And when I try to do something, it kind of comes across like I'm being silly, and she doesn't take it seriously. So I'm just trying to find something that she might enjoy.
I think I'll tell you what right now that maybe you don't know. She does take it seriously. She takes it incredibly seriously. What she really is thinking, I'm not enough. What can I do to be enough? What can I do to not have all these silly little things brought into our marriage? And that's the thing you got to protect against, because believe me, no matter what you say and do, if the outcome is getting more spark in your relationship, all she's going to hear is there's no spark now. That's not good and it's not wise. How long has this been going on?
Well, we've been married for 14 years and yeah. It's probably been going on about 2.5, 3.
One of my favorite things, George Harrison said it in a record. I think it's in the Bible somewhere. I don't know. But it is this. This too shall pass. You're young, healthy people. Whatever it is you're doing today will not be doing what you're doing in November. Things move fast. So here's the thing. Hold on for the ride. If you give this 6 months, and it doesn't sound like you're in a bad marriage even the way it is. If you give this 6 months, she's going to miss you and the attempts, and she's going to come a-running to do this for you, and that is what you want. And here's the trick to doing it, my friends, the trick to many, many things. Pay attention to the life coach here. Make sure she believes that was her idea. Look what Stefan is doing for me today. Man, that worked so hard, that guy, to make me love him and excite him. Her idea, do new stuff, and then hold on, my friend. You're young, and things will be all sorts of different early next year. Thank you for calling the life coach.
That was awesome. Thanks for the angle, dude.
Thanks, man.
That was Danny Bonaducci, life coach. You can always reach him. The email is lifecoach@kzok.com.
The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show, the classic rock station, 102.5 KZOK. 102.5 KZOK. Still to come on the Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show.
We're going to talk about the Mariners. We are going to talk about Christmas coming early this year when it comes to the stores. Like now, I feel like it's already too soon, but we're starting to see all the decorations and the sales. Plus, we're going to tell you about how you could get your hands on millions of dollars. It's the news.